the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good senor, live from Mexico, Nathaniel Lundy. This is a DraftKings Sportsbook sponsored Fade the Noise podcast. And Lundy, we are hurtling, we are barreling, we are sprinting towards Election Sunday. And as you know, I am a self-proclaimed bracketologist at FTMBets.com. I've been doing this little exercise for 16 years, jumping through hoops, trying to get inside the mind, John Malkovich style, of the NCAA selection committee. And a lot of people are jumping ship as though the Titanic just hit the iceberg, and Ohio State is the Titanic in this metaphor, in this description. And, you know, they're like, hey, you know what? This team isn't a number one seed right now. They've lost back-to-back games. Now, granted, it was a quality competition. It was at Michigan State. And by the way, the Spartans may be playing their way into the NCAA tournament field. Five quarter one wins, no bad losses in the resume. But I pulled up DraftKings Sportsbook's odds this morning for the last team to make the number one seed in the NCAA tournament, because I think Baylor, Gonzaga, Michigan are locks at this point, and the odds reflect that, with Baylor minus 10,000, the Zags minus 10,000, and Michigan minus 5,000. But next up is Villanova, which I find perplexing, at plus 125, Alabama plus 200, Florida State at plus 200, and Ohio State now at plus 200. Here is the argument for Brutus Buckeye. Nobody has more quadrant one wins. Not a single team. They have seven more quadrant one wins as Ohio State than Villanova. They have no bad losses. They played a top 45 overall strength of schedule. They're top seven in the net, and they have two additional quadrant one opportunities, both at home against Iowa and Illinois. If Ohio State goes out there and takes care of business, and you fire off on a ticket at 2-1, you're going to be rolling in some greenbacks, amigo, because that team will be on that one line come Selection Sunday in 2 weeks from now.
And look, you just said it. You're sitting at plus odds. So, yeah, I could understand maybe people believe they're going to falter. Something's going to happen. You know, Villanova's going to sneak in there. FSU's going to sneak in there. But you're right. If you look just at the resume right now, unless they just completely fall on their face and have something terrible happen between now and Selection Sunday, they should be on that one line. So, folks, it's a plus 200. Come on. That's great numbers.
Yeah, take the value. Seize the opportunity. Carpe diem for some cash. Lundy with the Ohio State Buckeyes on that one seed wager. Look, if you want to get on that, you want to get on the NHL, the NBA, anything under the sports sun, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And look, March is right around the corner, but the fun starts today. And they got a super badass promo going on. All new players get a chance to cash $100 with one single bet. All you need to is 1-3 to be made. So as a new customer, if you wager $1 on any team to hit a three-pointer in any basketball game this week and your team makes it, you cash $100. It's that simple. All it takes is one three-pointer being hit by your chosen team to turn $1 into $100. It sounds like a no-brainer, doesn't it? Yes, well, this slam dunk of an offer won't be around forever, so head to the App Store now, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and get in on all of the action. Again, download the DK Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get your shot to turn $1 to $100 and you bet on any team to hit a three in any basketball game this week. That's promo code FTN for new customers to get a shot at 100 to 1 odds on any basketball team to hit a tray only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, Michigan, or Virginia. Residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. Winnings paid out in four $25 free bets. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9 with it. Or in Virginia, call 888-532-3500. On this Friday, let's get to it with the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go out west, Lundy, and the Mountain West Conference and the state of Utah specifically, as the Utah State Aggies are taking on the Nevada Wolfpack, coached by Steve Alford. of all people. That's where he is right now, America, if you've not been paying attention. He goes from Iowa to New Mexico to UCLA. Now he's in Nevada, probably wasting away. I do like the Fighting Alfords in this game, plus the 7.5 against Utah State. And Utah State on the bubble, but hanging by a thread. They got to get as many wins as humanly possible. They cannot afford to lose to a middling Nevada team right now. But you know, you look on paper, these two teams are even Stevens right now in terms of their performance this month. Utah State's been getting it done with offense, netting 1.119 points per possession. Meanwhile, Nevada's been getting it done with defense, surrendering just 0.938 points per possession. Both are fantastic around the cup, score at a high clip inside the arc. So really what has to happen here is the Wolfpack has got to secure boards with Cambridge and Washington and Meeks. They got to box out because name it, Nemias Cada and Justin Bean, those guys really get after it on the offensive glass. So that combined with Sherfield and Cambridge versus Miller and Anthony from outside, whoever drains more threes in the end could push this one over the top. So again, I think it's going to be nip and tuck. I think it's going to come down the final moments. And for that reason, give me Nevada plus 7.5. Fade or follow.
I will follow, Brad, because I'm watching the trends. Everything you said about it being a close contest, I agree with, but I'm also looking at a Nevada team that has covered four straight.
Yeah.
And then prior to that had actually been on a streak of six in a row that they had covered. So this is a team that when they get rolling, they really do get rolling. They're coming off of the two big wins over Boise State. Again, those of you been following all season long, you know the Mountain West has been playing everything in these clusters, playing teams back to back. So they're coming off of a sweep of UNLV, a sweep of Boise State as well, and not only winning, but winning against the spread. So I'm comfortable with what the Wolfpack has been doing. I think they keep it very close against Utah State, maybe even pull off the win. But if nothing else, I think they get the cover.
Bet on the Wolfpack.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to one of our favorite teams that we have featured early, often, and repeatedly here on the Fade the Noise podcast. Never fade the Drake, you jackals. Drake taking on the Bradley Braves tonight. Lundy in Peoria, Illinois. And, of course, I'm going to lay the points -9 with Drake in this matchup. Remember Drake? Oh, yeah, they're 19-4 ATS on the season. It's ridiculous. They are a printing press. They just hand out $100 bills, whoever backs them. And I think that's going to be the case yet again tonight. You know, Bradley, 6-12 on the season, number 280 in adjusted defensive efficiency in the country in the month of February. And on the year, they're number 330 out of 357 Division I teams and three-point percentage defense. Joseph Yusufu has been on fire, really picking up the slack here these last three games with no Tank Hemphill. He's been out with a foot injury. Yusufu has scored 88 points, Lundy, combined in his last three games, a scorching 14-23 from downtown. He's got back-to-back 30-point performances, can post another one tonight. Bradley is shorthanded. Elijah Childs, Terry Nolan, and key benchman Dania Kinsby are all suspended under investigation for a nefarious act that was committed off the court. So they're not going to be in action tonight. And you look at the Bulldogs this month, a team that's shooting close to 54% inside the arc. They're netting 1.110 points per possession overall. That's top 50 in the nation, again, in the month of February. Pulled all together, I think Drake wins this thing by 15+. I truly believe that they have zero margin for error. They got to win, and they need to win convincingly, and they should against, again, a short-handed Bradley squad. Are you going to fade the Drake? Don't you dare.
No, are you kidding me? Of course I'm not fading Drake. The other thing I'm watching is the fact that Bradley, since those, you were talking about the suspensions, Brad, of the players, since then, they've lost by, let's see, 17 points, 15 points, and 22 points since those suspensions came down. So obviously missing some key people, I can't fade Drake, and I can't fade them against a Bradley team that is completely shorthanded. So yes, this is a perfect storm of one of our favorite picks. Stick with Drake and keep handing out $100 bills.
Never fade the Drake!
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight Player Prop of the Day in the NBA presented by, you guessed it, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there right now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, as a new user, get a free $5 game on the house. It's a DFS game, unlike any other. It's just you against the book on all of your favorite player props. Packing together in tandems of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the over, the under, the more or less, the more money you stuff into your empty pockets. Go there right now and have an MKF in good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. One guy that may not be earning his bananas tonight, Domantas Sabonis. He's not your Vetus. He's not our Vetus. He is our Vetus, actually. He's our Vetus' kid now. I think about it. So there you go. Domantas Sabonis. I'm taking the under here, Lundy, on the PRA at 39.5. He has been under this number in 9 of his last 11 games. So it's a little bit puzzling this number is this high against the Celtics. Now, he faced Boston twice way back in December. Really back-to-back games he played. So it was December 27th and December 29th. He totaled 34 in the PRA and 33 on the PRA. Using the advanced DVP tool at FTNDaily.com, this is a very average matchup. 20th best matchup for a score, 19th best matchup for a rebounder, 18th best matchup for a dimer, and Boston middle of the pack in terms of adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up 1.084 points per possession. So pull it all together, recent trends, history, the DVP tool saying, avoid it. I'm taking the under 39.5 on points, rebounds, and assists combined for younger Sabonis. Fade or follow.
Too rich for me, too high of a number in this matchup. And, you know, he hasn't been able to hit it, as you said. And his numbers have been like good, but somewhat pedestrian, if you will, when we're talking about this kind of a PRA. Them trying to push that number all the way up near 40, way too high for me. I think by the time the game is done, he's going to settle in around 33 or 34 with his PRA. So I think there's a nice cushion there as well. I don't think he comes close to this number in this matchup against Boston. So, yes, take the under on the PRA on the younger Sabonis.
Make some dollars. Take the under on Domantas.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the Atlantic 10 in college basketball and another bubble team. Remember, we talked about Utah State. Let's talk the Richmond Spiders. And are they going to be hairy tarantulas tonight against the St. Louis Billikens? Oh, I don't know what's more frightening, the Billiken or an actual spider crawling all over your new nightmares. I mean, that's kind of a coin flip in my estimation. Look, the Spiders pack considerable bite on offense, at least they have this month. 1.141 points per possession. They commit very few turnovers because they got strong guard play, though they have shot very poorly at times from distance. But in terms of giving up the three-point shot, only 24.2% in the month of February. Now, the key in this game is going to be inside because St. Louis grabs a ton of second chance opportunities with Hassan French and company there. Almost 37% of their possessions, as a matter of fact, this month, they've generated that second chance. And Spiders have some limited size. Grant Golden at 6'10" is really going to have to play one hell of a game and box out and seal off the glass in order to prevent some of those easy tap-ins that St. Louis is known for. But still, with Francis, with Gilliard, with Burton, the dribble penetration, the fouls that Richmond generates, and they're one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country. They're hitting over 80% of their charity stripe attempts in A-10 action, and the fact that they can shoot the ball at times prolifically from outside. I think 5 points, too many, especially the way that St. Louis has played these last couple of games. So give me Richmond. Give me those Spiders. One of the coolest nicknames in all of college sports. +5 on the road. Fade or follow.
You're just continuing to give me nightmares, dude. I'm just telling you. I mean, this is now.
You got to worry about scorpions in Cabo right now. That's what you got to worry about.
This is the third time in a couple of weeks that we've had the Billikens and that ridiculous mascot. And now you're going to pile the Spiders on top of it?
Yeah,
I mean,
seriously,
that's not nice, man. That's not nice.
The Spiders are coming out of the Billikens' mouth. How about that?
Oh, see, now we're just getting gross. Don't do that. Don't do that, man. I'm going to follow you on this one as well. It's feeling like a follow Friday here as we go through the Fade Five. I think that Richmond is in a position where they can keep this one exactly where they need it to be, keep it close. It is going to be a lot of the battle on the boards, though. That's going to be the key stat. If you're just, if you don't see the game itself, but you're looking at the box score later, you're going to know what happened based on what's going on, especially on the second chance offensive boards. So Richmond catching 5, I'll roll with you, and please hurry up and move on to another mascot.
Get rich with those creepy crawly Spiders.
Number
1.
All right. Last and certainly not least, let's go to the Big Ten. We got Purdue. We got Penn State. And it is a pick 'em. A lot of P's here, Lundy. And I'm going to side with the home team in this one. Give me the Nittany Lions, a team that if this sways a little bit more, just swings slightly in a direction it's going to favor betters and you're getting plus odds. Penn State is 8-5 this season, ATS, as a dog. Look, Penn State, probably one of the best, and I think you could really argue this, maybe ever in the Ken Pom era, among teams with an under 500 record. Don't be deceived by that lopsided mark. This is a team that can really get after it. They have forced this month a turnover on 21.6% of opponent possessions. They're only giving up 0.943 points per possession. That is top 60 in the country over the last 7 games. So that pressure defense could pose problems for the Boilers. It's going to be another battle on the boards. With Hera against Travion Williams and the 7-footer Zach Edey. Hera's going to have to stay out of foul trouble, and he has been tenacious on the glass. I think they could really neutralize one another. Penn State has generated a second-chance opportunity in the month of February on 30.3% of its possessions, and they're also top 60 in defensive rebounding percentage. The Boilers' opponents have been shooting blanks from three, as Purdue's given up just 26.7% along the arc in their last 5, but Myron Jones, Jamari Wheeler, Miles Dredd, and your boy, your cousin, Seth Lundy, they can open up the skies at times, and I think that will be the difference in this game. They will be hitting threes at a respectable clip. Harrell will stay out of foul trouble, and again, really cancel out what Williams and Edey do inside. Coin flip game, but give me Penn State and a pick 'em over Purdue. Fade or follow.
Yeah, when I'm sitting here with a pick 'em like this, Brad, I'm looking at the team that's at home, and I know that it's not the same. We've talked about this endlessly as we've gone through these months of covering college basketball picks, that it's not the same without the fans there. But if you're going to give me a pick 'em, yeah, I'm going to look to the team that's at home. Now, the last time Penn State beat Purdue at home, Brad, February of 2014. So they need to take care of things here at home because they have not been able to do it against the Boilers recently. But I think this time they can actually get it done, especially if they're hitting from outside the arc. I'm with you.
All right, and that is a wrap on this Friday edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.